You know, I'm a big hockey fan, whether it's the pros or the peewees, and that's why I'm thrilled to be joined with Brandon Yonker right now. He's part of the Newark Ice Hockey Association Board of Governors. And Brandon, you have a big week coming up. Tell me a little bit about some of the games that are on the docket.
Yeah, our adult league season is wrapping up, and we have some championship games going down next week. And just kind of letting everybody know, because I saw a lot of people know that we're playing hockey in town, and
yep.
It's a free ticket, so it's pretty entertaining if you want to come watch.
Free hockey.
It's free hockey.
Can't beat that, man.
A bunch of old guys that take it way too serious. So and fun starts going from there.
There may be some frothy beverages involved before or after the game, right?
Yes, it is called Beer League Hockey, and that is it.
Tell me some of the team names that you have. I'm a little familiar, and some of these are just magical. So tell me what you've got going.
Well, the D-League consists of the Red Oak Pubbers and the Moe's Original Barbecue Pitmen. They were both eliminated last week, unfortunately.
Okay.
This week, the Mid-City Magic is playing the draftee, the Dodgers, for the D-League Championship, which promises to be a high-intensity but very slowly skated game. Low scoring.
And when is that?
That is Monday at 9:30. And that's like our lower level league, so things move a little bit slower. The guys are a little bit more out of shape, less younger people on the team, lower skill.
Sounds like the perfect league for me.
Yeah. Anybody can play in it, honestly.
Yeah.
If you just kind of send an email to info@norkhockey.com, express interest in playing. It's kind of like learning to swim. You can practice it all you want outside of the pool, but you just jump in. If you want to go, you get in and go.
Nice.
And you just figure it out from there, kind of thing.
Very good. And the week doesn't stop on Monday night.
No.
With the Magic versus the Dodgers. What else is going on?
Wednesday night, the upper-level C-League game's going on. The teams in that is a Nitrous. It's called Nitrous. It's a local team. It's ran by Jeff Danby. It doesn't have business behind it. It's a private team, you know.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like the Manchester United kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then the other team that was eliminated Wednesday night in the C-League is Roosters. They're sponsored by Roosters. And then the two teams that are playing in it are the Mid-City Mooseheads and then the Granville Golfland Hole Seekers, which is a team, the little driving range on the side of 16 when you get in towards Granville.
Yeah.
That's Golfland, and
nice.
They sponsor a team, and the guy that owns that plays on that team.
Well, it sounds like a blast, man. Where can we find these games?
They're at the Lou Gibb Reese Arena, which is off of the Sharon Valley Road here in town. The ice arena is right next to the Earthworks. In my book, the Earthworks and the ice arena are the greatest resources our community have.
Yeah.
And the more people engage with those two things, the better it is. So, yeah, that's just trying to get as many people to come down, get involved with the rink as possible.
Is there a website or a social media page that people can visit to get more information on you guys?
NorkHockey.com is the website.
Very good. So NewarkHockey.com is the website?
Yeah, that's the website. You go there. If you're interested in playing, that's the place to start kind of poking around. If you want to watch, I mean, Denison joined the ACC this year. So it is, I mean, we've had North Carolina in town at the Lou Gibb Reese.
Wow.
Playing college games.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we try to get stuff. You try to get stuff out there to people to see, but it just doesn't always hit places. But yeah, we've had the Tar Heels were in town at the beginning of the year playing hockey.
How'd you get into hockey when you were a little kid? You got an NHL team you're a fan of?
I, as a proud Ohio resident, I've always been a huge hockey fan. But growing up, I'm 43, so I grew up, we didn't have a team. And I refused to root for the Penguins or the Red Wings or any of the other teams. So I just kind of grew up enjoying the sport, waiting for the Olympics to roll around to have a rooting interest in it. So I never really grew up with a team to follow until the Blue Jackets came in around 2000.
Well, they're fun to watch, that's for sure. Although the other night they got smoked
9-4.
That wasn't fun to watch.
Yeah. Which is the beauty of the adult league, and once you start playing in your own hockey games, you kind of lose the sting of watching the, you know, you kind of take it, yeah, you kind of get your own thing to get worked up over.
Very good. Well, have you seen the movie Slapshot?
I have.
I was going to give you a homework assignment there, but if you've already seen it, legendary movie. I'll watch it, and then I'll come see some of your games this week, man. It's been a pleasure to have you with me, Brandon Yonker, part of the Newark Ice Hockey Association Board of Governors. Thank you for your time, brother, and have a great season.
No problem. Thank you. Hope to see everybody next week. Thank you.